temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, okay, guys, I'm going to go a little bit further down the draft board. A guy we saw come off the board on day two to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Give me Peyton Wilson,
yes.
Linebacker from NC State. Sign him up for 100 tackles already. Yeah. It's going to happen. He was an absolute monster on the field for NC State. GPS to the football. Blew up the combine with his athleticism. He's had some injury concerns, which led to the fall down the draft board, but he landed in a great spot. Guys, I'm making it three straight years.
Twice.
The Steelers are going to sweep the awards. Not Fatanu. I do like Troy
Fatanu.
I need something if you want offensive rookie of the year. I'm giving it to Roman Wilson.
Roman Wilson
and Peyton Wilson are going to
from
be
Russell
your
Wilson.
Rookie. Yes.
From Russell Wilson.
Let's
go. I got you.
Love it.
There you go. The offensive and defensive rookies of the year. That might be taking it a little far, but I don't think Peyton Wilson is a bad pick for defensive rookie of the year. I don't. I think he's going to start.
If he stays healthy, I think he'll get it. Like I said, he's a stat sheet filler. He gets in there. He makes things happen.
You might as well, while he's healthy, play him, right?
Oh, yeah. You have to do that, I think. But, Roman Wilson, first of all, I don't know how many targets he's going to get. He'll be asked to block a lot. I don't know that he's going to have the ability statistically to deal with some of these quarterbacks. If any of these six quarterbacks right off the bat have any sort of success in play, they always get the nod. So, I don't know. That one seems a little bit of a stretch. Not that he can't get it. It's just in the system that I think they're going to try to unveil here, you're not going to see a lot of him.
Right. Well, I mean, I think the biggest thing is if he plays a lot. I mean, they have a Landon Roberts and they have Patrick Queen, but if he plays a lot, there's no question he's going to have be productive and have the kind of numbers that are going to give him a chance to be rookie of the year. It's a little tougher for a receiver. I mean, if you think about it with the Steelers, A, there's a number one receiver already in place. B, they're probably going to go out and get another receiver between now and training camp that'll probably be their number two receiver.
They need one, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, they're going to go get one. And then the third thing is they're playing in a system where they're going to run the ball a lot and throw the ball to
tight
ends.
That's what I mean. Targets are not going to be all that much there.
So I think, honestly, it will be it won't shock me if Peyton Wilson is the defensive player of the year or defensive rookie of the year.
They must lead
it
the
would
league.
Really, it would really shock me, though, if Roman Wilson
yeah,
is.
That's
really shock me, yes.
They do lead the NFL in Wilsons, I believe, Bob. Who's the most famous Wilson of all time? Woodrow.
Wilson.
Yeah.
Wilson Phillips.
Brian Wilson from the Beach Boys.
Wilson.
How about Craig Wilson, the guy I wanted to give a four-year, $16 million deal to?
Ron liked to remind you.
He likes
that,
to remind
me.
I would say Woodrow Wilson. He was the president, for God's sakes.
Yeah, he's up there. How about Wilson Guthrie, otherwise known as Woody Guthrie? You got a little "This Land Is Your Land" back there, Nelly? Why don't you fire that up to get us going here? Woody Guthrie, Bob, more famous than Woodrow Wilson?
No.
No? How about Wilson the volleyball?
Wilson the volleyball from the movie with Tom Hanks.
Castaway.
I don't know.
It's up there, I would say.
It's a common name, so there should be a lot of potential.
How about Wilson Yip?
How about Charlie Wilson from the Gap Band?
Wilson's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
How about that?
How about Mookie Wilson? Remember him?
He's only one Mookie. I never knew another Mookie, did you?
Mookie Betts. Isn't that his name?
That's right, Mookie Betts. That's the only other. I should have known that. But, there's only, how many Mookies do you really know? Wilson, though, that's
another story.
Is Russell
Wilson the most famous Wilson in NFL history, right? Easily. Was there a Roger Wilson for the Cardinals? Is that a guy? Hack Wilson in baseball.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's a great one, Bob.
Wilson
Pickett? You're a little short on Wilsons, aren't you?
Yep.
Do you know anybody?
Wilson Pickett.
Do you know anybody named Wilson?
As
first or
name?
Last name, personally?
Well, I know some last name Wilsons, yes, but not first name. Friends of mine from
Jack
college.
Jack Wilson. Willie Wilson.
Okay, Kansas City Royals, yep.
Let me ask you guys this
Jack
question.
Jack Wilson.
He was fun, wasn't he?
Good player. His son's a really good player.
Who'd his son go to? The A's in the top five of the draft, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you this question. We all like the draft. We haven't had one disagreement yet today. We're all being very nice. When are we going to disagree, and will it be on this? The biggest hole left on this roster is blank. Paul?
Receiver.
I'll say corner.
And corner, too. Yeah, well, receiver. I'll go with receiver.
I'm going to say defensive line depth. And defensive line depth is pretty important when two of your starters, one is injury prone, and is Larry Ogunjobi 30? I think he is.
He's close to it if he's not there. Yeah, yep.
And the other one is Cam coming off a major injury. I think that's a big deal. So Paul's right. It was a meat and potatoes draft, but they gotta focus on the other side. Maybe it was just a meat draft. The potatoes are on the other side up front. I don't like their defensive. I mean, I like it if they're healthy and ready to go, but how realistic is that for 17 games?
They did get one.
Yeah.
They did get one. They went out and got the kid Logan Lee from Texas, who looks to be like a typical guy they draft, who's got potential to be good. He's got to gain some weight, get a little bigger, more physical.
But he can make a play on special teams this year for sure.
So they did get, but you're right. They need some beef on that side of the line.
I mean, it's Ogunjobi and Cam with Benton, who everybody loves. I love in the middle. I think he's going to be a really good player. But then what? You know, then what? In a division where at least two of the three teams are going to try to line up and run the ball on you. For depth, you have Loudermilk, Leal, Adams at nose tackle. Like that, I think that's a major concern is defensive line right now.
I don't think there's any question it is, but you can't solve everything in one draft. And they had a bigger problem, I thought, at offensive line. They addressed it. We'll see what happens next. They need
Leal.
They need Loudermilk. They need a lot of these guys to step up. They were expected to do more.
Offensive line was the bigger problem, honestly.
What if the defensive lineman they just got late in the draft pushes to the point where he wakes up Loudermilk or DeMarvin Leal?
I mean,
maybe he needs a little push. Maybe
Loudermilk's been here for, 3 years now?
Yeah.
I think Leal for a couple. But more the main concerns, Ogunjobi and Cam. Like, what are they going to get from Cam this year? You know?
Well, I think the big thing, Cam is obviously an important question because he was, he has that groin thing that he had. And obviously that's something when you get to be his age, you just never know how it's going to heal and whether or not you're going to be able to play with it. But I think they do need a defensive lineman for sure. even if they just go get a plugger, a guy to put in the middle of the line for 1 year. But that has got to be the next frontier, Joe. You're absolutely right. That's got to be the next thing now that they...
I think Benton is going to be... He's already good. I think he could be a really, really good player.
But if you think about it now, they have their offensive line in place for basically 8 to 10 years as long as these guys are okay. They got Jones, they got Frazier, they got Fontenot, and now, maybe they even got this guard from South Dakota State. They're in good shape there now. You can only really, really, truly address one thing, one unit in an off season cycle, really, if you're trying to. Now, the thing about it is, I still think they need a corner, and Joe, I know, I like Roman Wilson. I know Calvin, what's his name? Calvin
Austin.
Calvin Austin. I know that he's like.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The training camp darling of everybody that covers this team. Every single year at training camp, if you think about how much we hear about Calvin Austin, I've not seen it with him. And so they still need a two receiver. If they go get a bigger guy, the outside two, and that moves Roman Wilson into the slot, then I'll really, really like what they did on offense. But right now, I still think they're short a receiver.
What would you say if they decided on a one-year deal to go and get Odell Beckham Jr.?
I wouldn't be thrilled with it. I think he's just tailed off.
So do I, but he's out there.
There's
not a big list. Tyler Boyd,
Boyd would be my choice.
Yeah, but if he agrees to anything, he's going to be far less money than he originally wanted, and that's just going to be the way it is.
Well, yeah, Tyler Boyd, I think they might be waiting him out the right way here.
Right. But I think, do you think they still want him?
I would.
I'm just saying. I'm saying
if they do.
I know that he wanted, $10 million, I think. I read 10.
No, he wasn't going to get that.
He wanted 10 to 12 million, but now, he's got to recalibrate. I mean, that's one of the things that the Steelers and all these teams have done. Some of those free agents like him that maybe are a little older or they're making them wait because the longer they wait, the more they start to realize, I need to sign a deal so I can have some money coming in. So I think that, they might be able to get him for six and a half, seven million instead of the 9 to 12 that he wanted, if you hold out. But the problem is somebody at some point is going to basically step up and say, okay, now the price is at a place where we're going to sign him. So I don't know how much longer you can hold out and wait.
Well, back to the other side of the ball, corner you guys mentioned, according to Jerry Dulac, and I think I saw one other report, Omar Khan, Mike Tomlin met with Cam Sutton last week. Is that a good idea?
I don't know. Just because I'm not sure where the legal part of his problems are right now. I understand it. All that stuff was dropped to misdemeanor status, but he was AWOL for almost a month. That's not a good look. After there was an arrest warrant for you for whatever happened there. I don't know. But Detroit didn't waste any time saying that we don't want this around. Done. And he signed a big contract. He had played his entire career to get that contract. So now, if they're willing to do it, and listen, I think Mike Tomlin, the one great thing about him is he has relationships with these guys, and he is legitimately trying, he's in their lives, trying to help them make better choices, do better things. I've seen that. I know he does that. So he has a relationship with that guy. Perhaps he was just trying to get him, back, talk to him, what is going on here, let's help you out, whatever. I don't know if it means he's going to sign here, but if he does, that can help. And you're talking about a lower salary, Paul, on Boyd. What would it take? Cam Sutton would have to take whatever they offer, period. No discussion. It would be.
I think they could get him for almost nothing.
Can he play? He was horrible in Detroit. I thought he was.
He was, and that's part of the reason. I think their quarterback situation is predicated on Corey Trice. I think they really highly think of his skills. He got injured. I think they may have deferred to their thought that we could put him out there.
He's still being charged with misdemeanor battery.
Yeah, it's not a good look.
He still face a maximum 1 year, which means that the league could eventually step in here. I thought he was bad in Detroit. Every indication, the eye test, that the analytics say he was bad. Now, maybe he was playing a different role than here. I don't like this idea.
I think it would all depend on what they think they can get out of him.
Yeah.
Because I think that obviously he's not coming here to be a starting corner.
I mean, he might be.
He could be a slot corner.
He could be a slot corner. I mean, if he's one of your slot corners, guy you can play in your nickel package a little bit. I mean, you can't bring him here to be your second corner. To your point, Joe, you just can't. And I think that really, but you could probably get him for.
Yeah, he has no bargaining position.
You might be able to get him for like 2 years, $2 million. Would you do that, Joe? If you got him for $1 million a year?
No, I don't want him. It feels messy. It feels like something the league's going to step in, and then you got to make another deal or bring somebody else in. I don't like it. Dante Jackson, I mean, is he a solid number two?
No.
That's the question.
I think when healthy, he can be.
Can he?
They still can bring back Patrick Peterson if they want. They still can go out, and there are guys out there still.
I know. Well, that's the good news and the bad news, I guess, with him and Sutton, is that they're both out there and you can bring them in. You know what I mean?
Who would you rather have, Joe, Patrick Peterson or Cam Sutton?
The Cam Sutton of 2 years ago, for sure. But, again, I don't know where this whole thing goes. The guy took off for 3 weeks. That doesn't exactly scream I'm innocent of any wrongdoing here, does it?
No.
Well,
I mean, that's a problem. I mean, it's one thing to do whatever happened. It's another thing to just go AWOL when people are looking for you and there's an arrest warrant out for you.
There's something very troubling about what went down there. It's just, it doesn't feel like something that's just going to end cleanly here. I don't know. Maybe that's unfair. But I'm not making that move. But I was going to ask you guys, what position, in terms of the starters, forget about depth for now, what position on this team do you like the least? And you can be as specific as number two corner. And I think that might be right where I would go, is number two corner. And maybe two receiver.
I go with number two receiver.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not
a Van Jefferson guy.
Or Quez Watkins, or, you know, is Miles Boykin still around, or did it get rid of him?
No, he went to another team.
Yeah, he's gone too. I mean, my point is, I look at that group, and I said this, Joe, I wrote this in a column the other day. I said, the receiving core is George Pickens and five guys named Mo. And I'm not sure Mo isn't the second best guy in that group.
He might be.
Because at the end of the day, I'm looking at that group and I'm like, they have to go get somebody else. And the thing about it, it's funny, Joe, is Tyler Boyd a two at this point?
I think he could be still.
He's probably better than whatever they have right now.
He's not a two like T. Higgins is a two.
No. Or,
you know.
But here's to the point. He's a bigger receiver. You can put him on the outside, and then all of a sudden, you know, you move Roman Wilson inside.
Yes.
You probably make yourself a lot better. And Pickens, you know, obviously on the outside, on the other side, I think you probably make your receiving core a lot better.
Plus you have Freiermuth, and plus you have two running backs who can catch the ball.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And I think in Arthur
Smith. And Connor Hayward is in there who can make plays.
And I think in Arthur Smith's offense, they'll utilize Freiermuth more than he's been utilized.
Yeah, I think one more nice weapon. I mean, ideally, everybody wants a great number two who could even be a number one on another team, but how often do you get that, you know?
Yeah.
The Steelers have had great situations like A.B. and Juju for a couple of years there and stuff like that. I'll take a Tyler Boyd right now.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.